I'm Eric Carley, and we're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now, part of Freightliner's Run Smart team, Bob and Linda Caffey. They join us right now. Linda, welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Bob, welcome to the program. Good to see you.
Thank you, sir.
We've been following along with Team Run Smart, teamrunsmart.com. Fill us in here, Linda, on you and your husband's participation in Team Run Smart.
Well, Bob and I are the only team members of the whole team, and we run in expediting, so we're a little bit of a different division than the other guys.
Okay.
Mostly what I blog on is our life on the road as a team. When we go home, I also do a lot of cooking videos.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty cool. I love it. Bob, what truck are you driving right now?
Right now we're in a 2015 Cascadia CA113, which started life as a day cab, but we had a custom sleeper put on it.
Wow,
and then
nice.
The cargo box.
How long have you, how many miles you put on that truck?
So far, we've got 179,000 on it.
Wow. And Linda just handed me a picture of this on your business card. Pretty amazing to see this. I love it. Tell us about this truck and what your experience, Linda, has been like in this Cascadia.
So, like Bob said, we have the 2015 and the custom sleeper, but we've also added skirts that go all the length of the truck and also cover our wide base singles. And our lifetime fuel mileage is
12.15. Amazing here. What kind of, in this kind of operation, Bob, what would be the average that you could expect? Obviously, you're getting above average here. What would be the, in what you guys do, what would be the average fuel mileage, you think?
I believe the typical Cascadia straight truck that's built similar to ours is getting right around 11.
Okay, yeah. So, again, above average here. It's obvious why that's important, Linda, to save every dime that you can. Have you put the calculator to it to see how much you're saving and what kind of return investment these add-ons are?
You know, I have to admit I have not done that with this because we're beta testing those skirts.
Okay.
And, you know, as your fuel mileage gets higher, your percent of return is less.
Right.
So you have to really debate. And then with fuel costs right now the way they are, you still have to look at it really hard. So
right.
We've always had high fuel mileage with this truck from the day we got it, and we're just inching it up a little bit at a time. So now I cannot answer that.
Sure. If a driver, and you know, the Cascadia's been out there, Bob, for years now, but if a driver hasn't had a chance to get out there and test drive a Cascadia, what would you say to that driver who's never experienced a drive behind the wheel of a Cascadia?
You're missing out.
That was a quick answer.
It's the quietest truck I've ever been in.
Yeah.
The best riding truck I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And now with the new Detroit powertrain, the DD engine and the DT transmission, it's just an amazing vehicle to drive.
Yeah, I remember years ago, Linda, when we were at the Dallas Truck Show, and our friends from Freightliner took us out and a ride, and I just thought to myself, this is a game changer. But that's what we're hearing from you folks that use this truck every day in your operation. The Cascadia really is a game changer.
It really is. I've had my drivers, my CDL, for probably almost 30 years now.
Hmm.
And when I first got mine, when I would get in, because I'm 5'3", almost 5'4", I would have to take two pillows. I had one to sit on and one from behind my back so I could reach the pedals. And then I moved to see the mirrors. Now, with Bob being 6'3", within 1 minute, that truck can be changed to be perfect for him and then be perfect for me. I don't have to adjust to the truck. The truck adjusts to us. And then in a team operation, we can talk to each other and actually hear each other. So there's no excuse when Bob ignores me.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
I love that because it's something that I guess I didn't think about, Bob, is when we were taking our test ride, I did notice that it was quiet. But really being able to communicate, not just for the camaraderie, and in your case, a husband and wife, a team, it's important too, on a personal note, but on a professional note, you need to know that driver, hears what you're saying, you know, and that communication inside the cab sometimes, you know, is hindered by too much noise inside that cab.
I agree. And And even a solo driver that's out there day in and day out, you know, you got to have some sort of entertainment, so you turn the radio on.
Yeah.
And in the older trucks, you turn the radio louder and louder and louder.
Right.
And then you get out of the truck, and you've had the truck noise and the radio turned up loud.
Yeah.
And you walk into the truck stop, and you just can't hear. You go home, you can't hear anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the older truckers are going deaf.
Sure. Yeah. Older radio guys are too, I'll tell you that right now. But that's a great point, is something, again, as a non-driver, I wouldn't have thought of, but you really do have to compensate. And I know, with family members, you know, when they were driving some of the older trucks, you'd crank that radio if you wanted to hear what was going on the radio or the music, anything that you wanted to hear. You really had to make it saturate that cab and override that cab noise. You really had to crank it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, so another great benefit here. What's next? First of all, okay, if you got to choose one dish to cook, Linda, what's it going to be?
Wow.
Yeah.
One dish to cook.
Yeah. You said you like doing the cooking videos, right?
I do.
Yeah, yeah. Is there one out there that's your go-to dish, say, like when relatives maybe visit or friends visit, and they want Bob and Linda to cook, what do you guys whip up for them?
It's probably going to be bacon cheeseburgers.
Oh, now we're talking. Now you're talking.
With lots of bacon.
With lots of bacon.
Yep.
You know, it's just that's just great, just terrific. And, of course, folks can follow along at teamrunsmart.com. You folks blog on a regular basis. What's that been like, that experience, Linda, in having that feedback? Because the Team Run Smart community now is tens of thousands of people. What's that like?
Yeah, we have over 30,000 on the website. And it's kind of funny when you meet people for the first time and they actually introduce themselves to us and know our names, but they also know our history.
Yeah.
And so
wow.
It's like you automatically really know them because they can tell you stuff about you.
Yeah.
So it's really neat. It's encouraging. You know, when they give you feedback that they learned something from you or how.
Yeah.
And, you know, going back to the quietness of that truck is you can hear rattles.
Sure.
And so as a team driver, you got to be able to sleep. So one of the things, if I have any glass, I have to put koozies on them.
Right.
It's that touchy. You can hear glass rattle going down the road.
Wow.
And so
wow.
Everything has koozies on it.
Yeah.
I like free koozies.
Exactly. And that's another great thing about the Mid-America show and other shows. You can walk around and get all the freebies and fill up the bag with really great noise eliminating things.
There you go.
That's great. Well, Bob and Linda, it's always great talking to you and catching up with our friends from Freightliner's Team Run Smart, because I don't know that you can put a price on the value of this community coming together, drivers helping other drivers. We try on our show to relay as much information as we can. But honestly, being able to basically point drivers to Team Run Smart to be a part of that community, I think, is just the best thing that we can do. Because if you're getting it from other operations, you know that they're doing this in real time. How long have you guys been out there as husband and wife team?
Since 2005.
2005, yeah. And, you know, and even since 2005, this industry has changed a lot, if you think about it.
Incredibly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And more changes around the corner. Well, we want to thank our friends from Freightliner for lending you to us today. Safe travels. And thank you, Bob and Linda Caffey from Freightliner's Team Run Smart. We appreciate you being on today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.